Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. Welcome again to the Rita Kazua Show. Thank you for visiting our Rita's Crimson Cafe on this beautiful but rainy Saturday morning. Yeah, it's rainy, but it's still beautiful. Because what? Y'all, okay, you know I'm a church girl, okay, so I can't help myself. This is the day that the Lord has made. And so we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to have a great time this morning. I have my special guest here already. She is already on deck. And we're going to say good morning to her in just a few minutes. But before we do that and before we do anything else, because, you know, I get excited. So I'll just keep it going and a going. But before we do that, we got to kick things off right. So you know what we do. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton.
Good morning.
That's right. Y'all call her Miss P. That's my mama, y'all. Y'all thought I forgot? She's always here, baby. Every Saturday morning. That's right. We took a little hiatus the past couple of years, but we are back, and we are back stronger than ever. And listen, not only that, I also have a very little special guest with me this morning, my granddaughter, Jasmine Tajay Williams. We call her Jazzy. Good morning, Jazzy.
Good morning.
Woo! Look at her sounding all vibrant and alert this morning. That's what I love. I love the energy. Now, listen, everybody. Let me tell you a little bit about Rita's Crimson Cafe. On this show, now, I know there are lots and lots of podcasts around, and my show is a little bit different. And that what we do is we uplift our community. We're not pouring the latest tea on everybody. We're not calling everybody out for everything they've done wrong. What we are going to do is gear mainly towards our children, our youth, and young adults. We want to see them prosper. We want to see their businesses prosper. We want to see them go to college and graduate. We want to see them go to the military and do well. We want to see them be financially stable, be spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically healthy. That's what we want, okay? So we are not here to bash anybody, any particular type of people, but I will say this. Now, this is a Christian show, so some things I say you may not agree with, but that's okay. We all have our different opinions, okay? And listen, I also want to say good morning to my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Myra. You my rock girl. Those are my sisters, y'all, and my children. First of all, I call them my guardian angels. That's Bryce, the producer, BJ, my drummer, Brian, the entrepreneur, and Brittany, the sergeant. That's right, in the U.S. Army, stationed right now in Hawaii. Thank you for your service. And I'm not going to forget the girls. I got the girls, too. See, God didn't give me girls. He didn't let me birth any girls because he knew better. He knew. The Lord knew, y'all. The Lord knew not to give me no girls, honey, because, somebody wasn't going to last. But he gave me some girls later on. My daughters-in-law, Honey Bun, that's Tamara. He gave me my other daughters-in-law, my Sugar Bear and Mahogany Bear. Those are my daughters-in-law. And then I have my two babies, Honey Bear and Baby Bear. That's Teresa and Amber. I love you guys. I love all my children and my family. Hello to my nieces and nephews. And y'all, as you can see, I'm doing a lot of shout-outs. And then, let's see, what else? I think that's good for the shout-out. So let's go on with the show. Now, listen, everybody, once again, I just want to say good morning, happy Saturday. If you want to call into the show, you can do that. You can talk to our special guest. And if you need to know that number is 515-605-9888. So once again, you can call into the show and speak with our special guest. Or if you have any questions from me, 515-605-9888. Mm-hmm. And also, now listen, I know some people were asking, you know, what's going on with Rita's New World Productions, what do we have coming up? Well, let me tell you. So what we have coming up is right now we are, you know, I've been telling you guys about, you know, I write a lot of stage plays, right? And so we have a stage play that we're going to be presenting at the end of this year. And if anybody would like to audition, just send me an email to Rita Suzanne Will. That's Rita, R-I-T-A, Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E, Will, W-I-L-L, at gmail.com. Let me know that you would like to audition to be in the stage play. This is a Christian stage play, just so you know what your expectations are. Okay? And yeah, so just email me. I'll give you the details and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to put out during spring break, and then we'll make our decision at the end of March, and then maybe we're going to start with a table read and rehearsals, guys. All right, we're going to hit the ground running. All right, but listen, I told you before, we have our special guest already on deck. I want to say good morning to her. Not y'all, listen, she is has been a general manager for maybe 2 decades, maybe even longer. She has her own business. She has been a hairstylist. She has her own hair pimp line. She does a clothing line. She does it all, and a full-time mama and a grandmother. They call her Sugar. That's what her grandbabies call her, y'all. I'm telling you, and she's going to tell us how she does all of that. And so I just want to, y'all, give a great, great, great big old welcome to my girl, my friend. And I, listen, I love her dearly. I can't even call your name right. I'm so used to calling you by your nickname. But Kashina Manuel, we call her Cass. Good morning, Cass.
Hi, Rita.
How are you doing?
Hi, Mama
Saturday
B.
Morning?
I'm doing
good. Morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Ooh, that's love talking.
Hi, Jazzy.
Hi.
Y'all, I'm so sorry. Let me just say this. I'm sorry. I got this little cough that I can't get rid of. So if you hear me cough every once in a while, please forgive me. I promise you I'm going to do better. Get me some throat lozenges and stuff. But anyway, Cat, how's everything going? How has your new year been so far?
Everything is going as planned. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry I couldn't make it last week. But everything is going good. Everything is going as planned. My son, who is my software developer and marketing manager, he's constantly updating and bringing new ideas to my website because he know how busy I am. I can't do a lot of things. So every time something new hit the market, he's on it and putting it on there and updating it. So he keep me going. He keep
that
me on
is
the
outstanding. That is outstanding. I love that. Y'all hear that? How she said her son is helping her with her business. Y'all take notes, cheering. If y'all listening, listen, if you help your parents, I promise you it will benefit you in the long run. Am I right or am I right? Okay, now listen. Cass, listen. Girl, let me tell you. So, now you know I've known you for a number of years. Y'all, listen, Cass does my hair. Now listen, so I'm going to tell you this. If you've seen some pictures of me lately with this hair on, Cass did not do this, okay? I'm not going to blame her for this, okay? She does my hair. That picture... That picture that everybody loves, with that, she did that hair, okay? Now, this hair I have on today, she didn't do this one, okay? This is my doing, so, yeah, we're not going to blame her for this. All right. So, listen, let me tell you this. Man, time flies. I've worked with you a number of years, but you have mainly been, but I've met you through our friend Keela from doing hair. So let me just ask you, so how long exactly, how have you been styling hair?
I've been doing hair for 36 years.
Been licensed for 32 years. Okay, that is outstanding. Okay, now let me tell you guys this. Like I told you before, I can attest to this personally because I go to Cash. She's the only one who does my hair, the only one. Okay, and Cash is one of those stylists that washes your hair. She'll wash your hair, she'll condition your hair, and she'll let you know what your hair needs, okay? She is not like a lot, I won't say all, but she is not like a lot of these new school hairstylists who say you have to come with your hair washed and conditioned and have it dried and have you. She don't do all that, at least not to me. Because, I don't know, it seems like Cass. Right, so it seems, Cass, okay, you're a stylist, I'm not. So let me just ask you this. It seems like it would be hard to know exactly what to do to your client's hair if they already come with it washed and dried and blow-dried and everything, right? So that means you can't really
it
look
is,
at it and
because,
see what they need.
Yeah, chemicals don't match, and you just don't know what they're doing to themselves, and a lot of times they don't even know what they're doing to themselves. So...
No, I don't. I don't know.
Do that. I do it all. from start to finish. That's the way I was brought up. That's the way I was taught. And I stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I know it's a lot of new things where it's a gimmick to turn the chair. I understand that from a financial purpose, but the industry is saturated. So
yeah,
it's so much out there to where you really don't have to continue doing those things and taking so many shortcuts. It's not even necessary. And it don't benefit you
right.
or your client in the long run.
Right. So did you always know you were going to be a hairstylist, or just something you just kind of fell into? How'd that start?
No, I always knew that was going to be one of my walks in life. I actually started braiding hair when I was 8. And my mother did braids and
mm-hmm.
Jerry curls. And
mm-hmm.
I remember I was 11, 12, and she told me walking through the house that I need to do her client's hair because she had to go somewhere. And that's how I started.
Oh, wow.
So I did a Jerry curl start to finish on my mother's client, because I've seen her do it 100 times, and it was perfect,
uh-huh.
and that client became my client, because she said my mom always rolled those rods too tight, and she loved when I did her hair. So that client became my client.
Okay. Solo mama's client. Lord have mercy. But
and I was 12.
At 12. Okay, now also, you have a number of, I mentioned it in my intro to you, about you, but you have a number of businesses, hairstylist, general manager, dessert chef, hair care products. Okay, let's talk about the hair care products real quick. Now, what products do you have, and how did you end up developing them?
Okay, so for 21 years, I've been focusing, my daughter developed a hair a scalp
mm-hmm.
allergy. So they
mm-hmm.
were trying to say it was some type of alopecia allergy on the scalp, which it wasn't, because the hair will always grow back, but then she'll end up with these patches again. So I knew it was something different. And when they told me, we went to a dermatologist, and they told me exactly what it was, and they was giving
mm-hmm.
her these steroids that caused her to break out in hives on other areas of her body. I stopped giving it to her, and I started doing my own natural research on oils and butters and what
uh-huh.
I could use to help with this issue. And that's when I started playing with, you know, oils and stuff. And when it worked for her, and I saw it
uh-huh.
for her, and I had another daughter that had extreme dandruff it was picked up on her head at 13, like crater cap on a baby. I started, working with different products and oils and masks, and I got rid of that, and she no longer she don't even get dandruff anymore. So
wow.
When
that
I started using it on my children's head, yeah, and I started kind of folding it into my cosmetology, when I get a client
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, going through those changes, I will talk to them and let them know, hey, I made this product, and I use it on my daughter, and it
mm-hmm.
worked well for her. Maybe it can work for you, and that's how I started with my business line.
That is cool. That's amazing. That kind of
you should sell this stuff. You should sell it. So I've been out
right,
of the line now for 8 years, and I still have
mm-hmm.
clients calling me, asking me for the shampoos, the milk.
Right.
And I just started selling it.
Yeah, that's good. So, and that kind of answers my next question, because my next question was going to be like, how did you end up testing your products and everything like that? And so, first of all, we know that you went the natural route with your oil, and then you tried it on your daughter. So that's how
you realize, excuse me, that it was working. Okay, now, dessert. My favorite thing in the whole wide world besides a good crab boil. And you know I love crab oil. That's what I want for my birthday in July. But anyway, I digress. So, dessert. How did you start doing dessert? Because those desserts you did, you guys, okay, listen, guys. We had a birthday party for my mother about a year ago. And my girl, Cass, did the dessert. When I tell you, we're talking about designer desserts. But not just designer by the look. They were good. They were moist. They were great. Okay, how did you start doing desserts?
Well, I was baking with my grandmother since a kid. And
yep.
Everything she ever did came from scratch. She grew her own vegetables. We had fruit trees in the backyard, pecan trees. It was very limited what we went to the store for. Very limited.
Right.
And I learned from her. I mean, it wasn't days that went by that we didn't smell fresh bread bacon walking up the street coming from school. We knew what house it was at. It was my grandmother's. So I've been baking with my grandmother for years. She passed away in 2014, and I started getting calls from family members saying, I need a pecan pie or I need a pound cake because I know you know how to make it like Mama made it. And I'm like, look here, I'm not your neighborhood bakery, but it's something that I enjoy so much to where I went to pastry school just to elevate what it was that I was doing because it was a deep passion of mine. It's something that I did for my family. And they thought, as my kids got older, they started sharing it with their friends. And I was like, you know what? We don't have bakeries in the world anymore. So I'm going to recreate that. So that's my next goal, to recreate the bakeries that they had when I was growing up.
That's outstanding. And I can't wait because, like I said, you guys, not only do they look designer, but they taste good. Like, you can tell she's using, you know, real products, and you can tell they're from... Okay, I'm going to say this. I've seen, I don't know if you've seen this, but I've seen, I get on TikTok a lot, you know. Sometimes my children tell me, Mama, I need you to stay off TikTok, because I'll be trying to say some of the stuff they say. But anyway, I've seen on TikTok where people are making cakes, right? But what they're doing, they're getting the box cake, and they're just kind of dressing up the box cake, right? They're adding something to the box cake, and then, you know,
exactly.
Like their own. Right. And so I'm used to, you know, people, when you say you're baking it from scratch, I'm used to, you know, you getting the flour, baking powder, baking, you know what I'm saying, eggs.
Absolutely.
Getting the box cake,
I got 13 different flours.
Okay.
I make my own syrup.
Ooh, look at that. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, listen, guys. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to my girl, Cass, and we're talking about her desserts right now. We talked about her hair care product and about her doing hair already. Now we're talking about her desserts. And if you want to tune in and talk to my girl Cass, you could call in to 515-605-9888. Okay, again, that's 515-605-9888. Okay, Cass, let me ask you this, because I know you have a lot of grown children, right? I have I have adult children as well. And I've seen a few times where when we go in, or like when I come over there and to get my hair done, one of your daughters, you know, is starting to take my hair down, you know. So are your children a part of your businesses, or are they all on their own path right now? Because I know you mentioned earlier about your son doing your website and things like that.
Okay, so it's real funny because they all have their separate paths, but the family business is exactly what that is. This is a family business. I have 7 grandkids. My kids always wanted something for their children. That's exactly what they came to me and was like, what are we doing? Wherever you go, we are going. And I'm looking at them like, no, you're not. And they was like, yes, we are. So this is a family thing. You know, what you do, we do. You pack up and leave, we packing up and leave. And I'm looking at him like, well, you got a man and not to be married. Oh, he's going too. Oh, okay. So, yes, this is definitely a family business that we are creating for me, it's for my grandkids, it's for my children. It's just something that they want to do because no one do it better than us. And they feel like the world should know that.
Right, and that's how you know you are a good parent. Okay, you guys, hold on a second. I'm passing through the area right here, and I don't want to disturb this lady's podcast. So I'm just going to say, if you, hi, how are you? We're going to recording. Yes. So, listen, if you guys just listen to me, man, you can call in and start the cast. 515-605-9888. Tell me, Sam, what's happening to Cash? Okay, now Cash, we have, I told you before, we have this people who write into the show, and we are going to, we have a people who write into the show. We're going to read that letter. I'm going to give my opinion, then I'm going to let you give your opinion, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, hold on, I'm going to do it just a second. I'm going to pass by these ladies. They're trying to film something, so I don't want to disturb their filming. So you got to hold on just a second. Yeah, Lady Godzilla, I remember you. Yeah. It is. It's great. My granddaughter. She has her own business?
Yeah.
That's her. That's Jazzy. Okay, you guys, so here is the letter. It says, Dear Aunt Rita. Now, this is written by, well, you'll see who it's written by. It says, Dear Aunt Rita. Now, this is kind of a long letter, so I might skip to the good parts and never will see. I'm 18 years old. I live with a mom and sister who is 19. Well, sister's 19. Okay. My sister and I have always been very close, but one thing I started noticing that she's very harsh with her words. Really, she's always been that way, and I guess I just got used to it. Our dad passed away when I was about 10 years old, and I don't like our lifestyle. We are on Section 8 housing and food stamps. Usually when we leave the house, we're wearing pajama pants, house shoes, bonnets. Yes, that's us. We're those people. Okay, and she said, a few weeks ago, I spent the night at my
dad's.
At one of my friend's house. She has her own apartment. Her, and it was eye-opening. Her apartment was so nice. She always left the house looking like a million bucks. Okay, she always looks like a million bucks. So I decided to get a job. My mom and sister did not approve. My mom said it was going to mess up her benefits. So I told her I quit my job, but I really didn't. She thinks I have a boyfriend who gives me money because that's how we live. That's how she and my sister live. All the money they get comes from their boyfriend. One day my sister and I were at Walmart like we usually are. My sister, being who she is, started in on me again, calling me the B word, cussing all out. So I told her that I'm not listening to it anymore and I'm taking Uber home. She kept cussing me out and I left. My mom called me and said I shouldn't have left her because that's just who she is. And I should know that by now. But what they don't know is I've been working and saving all my money. I actually have an apartment and a car that they don't know anything about. Sorry for the long letter, but here's the thing. I moved out last month in the middle of the night without telling them. I went to school to be a medical assistant, and I started working at a hospital. My sister asked me if I could. Okay, my sister and mom, I finally told my mom and my sister, and they were upset that I didn't tell them initially, but I knew that they were going to be against it because my mom didn't want me to mess up her benefits. So I just did it without them knowing. It was hard because I had to do everything at nighttime. When they thought I was spending a night at my boyfriend's house and all the money I got, I had it in a secret bank account, and I used a P.O. box for my mailbox. For my mail. So here's the thing. My sister now wants me to help her get into the program, but she also wants to move in with me while she's in the program. I really don't want her to live with me, but what do you think I should do? Should I let her move in with me? Okay, this is the thing. Signed, moved up. Okay, moved up. All right, first of all, I have to commend you for not wanting to live the same lifestyle, for not wanting to keep the trend going of being on Section 8 housing, getting food stamps, you know, living off your boyfriend's money, things like that. And I guess it took you to go to one of your friend's house to see the thing that you can't actually be successful on your own. You said you went to your friend's house and you spent the night at your friend's house and it was an eye-opening experience for you because she had her own apartment and everything. So that's great. And just you seeing that from her, you know, inspired you to do better. And I have to commend you on that. What I will say is this. Personally, I don't think you definitely should help your sister, you know, give her the step-by-step instructions of how you were able to get into the program that you got into, help her get into the program, tell her what she needs to do. But I would not let her move in because you said nothing about her personality changing. So if you didn't like how she was talking to you when you lived at home with your mom, you're not going to like it when she moves in with you. If you didn't like how she was leaving the house wearing pajamas and house shoes and bonnets and cussing out loud when you guys were living with your mom, that doesn't say she changed. Okay, she wants to make money now, but that doesn't say that you didn't say that her personality changed. So I would say get used to living on your own, get used to paying your own bills, things like that. And then once your sister sees you doing it, it may inspire her to do the same thing. You said she's older than you. You said you're 19, your sister is 20. So, yeah, allow your sister to make it on her own like you did on your own. You can encourage her. I wouldn't say let her move in with you, but that's just my opinion. All right, Cash, what do you say?
That don't strike me as a shock. So let's go back first where she said that her mom and sister, they always talk about the benefits. That mm-hmm. has been a part of our culture for a very long time. And I learned that as an adult, that when I started having my kids, I had my son at 18, and you know, a lot of people in my circle was like, ooh, you're going to get food stamps, you're going to get this, you're going to get that. And it was a shock because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at them like, I don't live like that.
And right.
that was never for me to even think about government assistance. So I always worked. I always had two jobs or a side gig to prevent that, but as I got older and my friends, that was the thing. I had a friend that had one kid. When that kid turned 10, she had another baby. And it was one of those things where it's unsaid, but it's like, okay, wow, this is purposely done by design. And it's the government that wants them to continue that path because they can't control you if they don't have something that you need from them. So they
mm-hmm.
need those benefits. Nobody want to work hard anymore. They need those benefits. They need that Section 8. They need that housing authority. They need those food
mm-hmm.
stamps, that Medicaid. And the government's going to continue providing that as long as they continue doing what they want them to do. Luckily for
mm-hmm.
this young lady, she saw a different side, and she wanted that. And I commend
right.
her for that. And I feel like she should help her sister. But she can do that without her sister living with her because that's
right.
another form of persuasion. She get in there, she's going to break her down, and
mm-hmm.
she might end up losing her apartment and end up back with the family because
mm-hmm.
that's the ultimate goal, not to work hard and sit back and receive benefits. Benefits
mm-hmm.
that is really minimal because you can get so much more when you go out there and work because you know what you need to do to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I say she can still help her. If her sister really wants what she has, she can do exactly what she did to get it,
mm-hmm.
go to school, earn it, and then make her own way.
Right. And thank you for saying that. Cause so, and once again, I say the same thing. You can help your sister. I wouldn't let her move in because, as you noticed, Cass, she didn't say her personality changed. She just said she wanted.
No, that's who she is. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's really sad because I would never accept that behavior ever.
Right.
Because that's not who you is. That's who you are with me. Because
right.
I have allowed it.
Yes.
And because you feel like you own me in a way, because you are my sister, I have to take mm-hmm. it. No. That's not who she is. That's who
right, exactly.
they allow her to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody can change.
Oh, definitely. I definitely think that. Absolutely. Your mindset can easily change. Your mindset can change if you want it to. If you want it to. Because the young lady who wrote the letter, obviously she said that, remember she said, we're the ones who go out in public wearing house shoes, pajamas, and bonnets. Yes, that was us. But I didn't like it. I saw something better, and I decided right then and there, that's not me anymore.
Yeah, you know, I talked to my girls about that. They are an adult, 30, 29, and 27.
Uh-huh.
And if I see them outside, I won't even go on my porch with pajamas. I just think
right.
it's insane to walk into
right.
Walmart and see you in your night clothes. And, you know, the sad part about it is not just young ladies. They have
no.
women as old as me. And I,
right.
I just look at them and, you know, it's like, wow,
right.
we doing this. We really doing this.
Yeah.
You know, it's disturbing in a way, but who's teaching them?
Yeah.
And
right,
I just
exactly.
feel like no one is talking to our people. No one is doing
mm-hmm.
that talk. They have been doing the same thing in their elder years that they've been doing in their youth, because they just
yeah.
have no one there speaking to them and guiding them. And what these
mm-hmm.
people doing, now their offspring is doing. So they are building
yeah.
generations that are doing what they were doing, because there was no one there to teach them and show them. So a lot of times I don't criticize them. I just,
uh-huh.
you know, grit my teeth a little bit, because you just don't know the situation and you don't know they pass. So
right.
it's always
urgent. I want to give it up to the friend. I want to give it up to the friend whose house she went over, who showed her something better. And she said she always left the house looking like a million bucks. And she just
yeah.
looked up to her friend and decided, you know what? I've got to do better. Just by spending the night at her friend's house. And so I got to give a shout-out to her friend, because obviously her friend was like, I don't know what type of environment her friend grew up in, but at some point her friend decided, I'm going to have my own stuff, pay for my own stuff. And her friend came over there and saw it and said, okay, yeah. I'm not doing this no more.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to give it up to the friend who obviously, I don't know if she didn't say her friend said something to her. She just said she observed her friend. And she decided, okay, yeah, I got to do better. I can do better than it. So, all right. Now, back to you. I want to finish off our questions. We've got just a few minutes left. Okay, now. So we talked about your website. Now, so your website, can you give us your website? What is your website?
www.thebeautifulkthe.com. And it displays
oh.
my my hair product and my baby goods.
All right. Man, that is awesome. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to go onto your website. I'm going to post. Now, listen, everybody. I have been talking to my girl, Cass. She's the one who, like I said, who does my hair. But now, the picture that you see of today of my hair, that's not what she did. She didn't do that. Okay? The picture that y'all love, that everybody said they love, that's the hair that she did. And so it's been time for me to go get my hair done. So, but I'm going to come back, Cass. I promise I'm going to come back. Y'all, I am not going to lie. Let me make this confession in front of the public and the whole wide world. That those braids that Cass did, those were so cute. She did those in August. I just took those out last week. It's the same, I know. And yes, Cass, a lot of my hair came out, but it was my own fault. So, yeah, Cass had my hair growing. Now she got to start over.
She always makes me work for it.
Yeah, for real, for real. Oh, my God. Because my hair is different. You know, my hair is kind of, I guess it's kind of like my dad's hair. So a lot of times when I used to go to different hair stylists, and they would put stuff on my hair. It would look good for that, like, maybe a couple of days. Then afterwards, my hair would get really dry and really brittle. And Cash would tell me, you can't put everything in your hair. You're not everybody else. You can't put everything in your hair. So, yeah, I had to learn it the quick way. Okay, listen, our time is really up, y'all. Listen, when I'm telling you, her products really do work. I love Cash's products. Her desserts are outstanding. I'm telling y'all, her girls know what they're doing when it comes to the hair. This is she got a family business for real. And she and her family are very close-knit. And I love the way the dynamic with you and your children. And my boys are the same way with me. And my grandkids are like that now. You know, whenever you see me, you see at least one of my grandkids. You see, I have Jazzy with me today. But everybody, listen. Our time is up, but I want to thank you, Cass. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and on Rita's Crimson Cafe. As I mentioned to you before, we have a lot of things going on. Y'all, all of my events, I'm going to do Cass, I think I told you already, right? Doing a Fight and Girls Tea Party for my grandchildren, for their businesses. And so y'all, listen up. If you want to try some of her products, she's going to be doing a dessert for my Hatton Girls Tea Party for TJ and Jazzy for their businesses. And I'll come up with a date and stuff later and give you more details about that a little bit later. But until next Saturday, you guys, we have to go. Our time is up. But Cass, thank you so much for hanging out with me in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe.
You're welcome.
Giving us a bunch of great information, some wonderful advice, and some encouraging words. Young lady, if you're listening who wrote the letter, be encouraged. You're doing great things. Keep moving forward and encourage your sister to do things. And hey, listen, you can even tell your mother about the program that you went into. Maybe all three of you can be medical assistants, and then she won't have to worry about getting money from boyfriends and stuff like that. Listen, we can be encouraged for what our children do, not just us encouraging our children, but our children can encourage them too. So you can be there for your mom, okay? Now for everybody else, listen, come back and visit us again next week at Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com.